Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
I distracted Ice. I got him. I distracted Ice. It was perfect.
Yeah, hey, man. It was worth it, man.
Welcome to another episode of Animation. The squad is in full effect, baby.
Full effect, yes, little bitch.
Oh, foe. Get that foe, man.
Foe.
You know who's here? Bitch ass, hoe ass, Brendan is in the house, man.
I thought we didn't say that when I'm here.
Bitch ass, no. We doubled down on the bitch ass, hoe ass, bitch ass Brendan.
But Brendan's here, y'all, man. He's back from vacation, man. He had a nice vacation. You went to two places, right? Portugal and what else?
I was in Porto, Portugal, and Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona, Spain, man. Yeah, man.
Lit.
So he's back.
It's lit.
World
his traveler. Vacay, man. The most traveled person in the world, Brendan Edwards.
You know what's funny? It's like, I used to think, man, I can't wait to be like the most traveled person in my family. And then, like, 7 years ago, one of my cousins was like, I'm an air marshal. I was just like, well, I have lost that battle.
Well, I mean, but do they fly out of the country for that? Too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere. Everywhere. It's not even close.
That's dope.
Because for me, I'm like, I've been to 30-something countries. He's like, I've been to 87. I'm like, well.
Like, that's not even close.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I also, nobody, I don't know, I know very few people have been to many countries.
That's almost half of the countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's
damn.
Sick. Yeah,
yeah. That's,
I'm
yeah.
not watching hentai. What's wrong with you guys?
You know what, man?
Chat's a little wild.
You really about to do this? Are you really about to defend hentai?
No. What I'm about to say. I was going to say, for an episode, I think we now you gotta watch it together, but watch an episode.
We don't
of
watch
hentai.
Anything together.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You watch hentai. But
like, so what's the idea? Why did you watch
hentai and just give a review of like, all right. If we watch something that somebody might, I guess, recommend and say it's like a good one or like a real good one.
And we'll do a movie
special
night?
Special guest Brendan will not be there.
Like a series or just one?
No, just one. Like one, even if it's like a... It's
I'm
like
off that episode.
Rob checked out as well.
You got to do the recap, man. I'll need to hear
that. Kara, we
are comedians. And then the tentacle went into...
It don't got... What is it? It don't got to be...
One of her six holes.
It won't be that specific.
It ain't got to be dragon, like fucking like somebody like that. It could be human still. It don't got to be like crazy like that.
When I think of hentai, I always think of tentacles.
Special episode, that's on you, man.
I thought about it.
After animation with Keenan.
Yeah. After dark hours. It's not like there's going to be anything else in the episode that's like
possibly
worthy of
the story you might be in there for. There was something I was watching. What about not necessarily hentai, but what if we watch something that has like nudity in it? I feel like that's different.
I mean, we watched
Cyberpunk.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Oh, girl, Lucy was out here with him.
She back. Was. Out
man,
here
let's, I'm excited for this episode. Let's get into this, man. I want to do this.
Well, anyways, patreon.com/animation, SHUN. Make sure you join. We're looking real good right now. We're looking real strong. You get exclusivity when you join that Patreon, man. So join that. Brendan gave his whole story about where he was at, man.
That's dope.
So,
they said at 150, can they get a hentai episode?
We're at 110.
Rusin, you shut the fuck up. You shut up for a second. This is literally one person recommending it. If we get a bunch more people saying something, I'll consider it. But look at Rob. Look at Rob and tell me.
Because he
got to
do that recap. That's what Rob is thinking
Rob,
about.
No.
That recap
this will be a
is wild.
We're not going to sit here and pretend like there's the hentai like sex scene is going to be in between like some fire action or anything like that. It's going to be dude on a date meets girl. They go fuck. And that's it. That's the episode.
Then he gets turned into a ghoul.
Okay.
That could happen.
And then they fuck
that was actually
again.
Funny. He's a ghoul. Sir Spectacular Spider said, "Me and Ice."
I'm second on the.
Me and Ice are boxing at 200.
That's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen.
Let me just, why not?
No, I'm just.
You called it out.
No, I'm not.
You said you
would
do it.
Yeah, I did, but I fucked that. The more I think about it, I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
I'm not trying to get CTE.
Like, we're all looking at you like, why would you do this?
Because I'm thinking about like my career and as it's growing, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Here's the thing.
That's fucking stupid.
We don't have to put the whole match on there. We can just do
a recap. I'm not worried about people watching me get knocked out. I'm not worried about that. I'm thinking about the medical ramifications of getting knocked out. Well, I can't even remember my lines on TV or my fucking set.
Sir Specs
because
gonna,
I got knocked the fuck out.
Have to put
out.
A whole Draymond video out just like, yeah. My family saw yeah, that, his family saw that. I'm sorry, I embarrassed him.
Oh, that was so corny, man.
I'm good. No, I'm good. We can do something else. We can do some rock, paper, scissors. We can do maybe a light sparring with no headshots or something like that.
He said he won't kill you, bro.
I'm not. Mm-mm.
This Dave, no. you did this ice. You said give me six months. He said
wait,
6 months.
Hold on, let's make it official. Ice, could you please say that you were wrong and you retract your statement?
Hell yeah, I was wrong and I retract my statement. Are you fucking wild? Yeah,
there we go.
No,
we're good. I can move on now.
No, ain't
that's
no
all I needed.
Me.
You got a second for that 150 goal.
And you got a second for the yo. The, no, like,
thank you, Cameron.
People are saying Roxy should be on that episode.
Hey, where's the cam?
Okay. There we go. Cam.
Don't forget about what we
also
already got to.
You
got to
join that Patreon
and I'm
episode
not,
too.
And you got to be spec, on. Spec, which I'm not saying.
The hentai
I know you won't kill me because, you know,
yes, you
I
do.
Don't have to do anything.
Amir's going to be
come
in
come on,
there.
Man.
No, it'll be Kara Lee. Or Lee can do it.
Oh.
You're going to pass it off.
I'll tag in a Roxy for me. I'm sure it should be a better addition.
Special guest Roxy will be good.
Yeah, she's all about
it. But I would still want. Man, they hit one.
She probably can do the recap. What if Roxy does a recap?
Keenan's going to be coming in with a question. So, when were you the most horned up watching this? This is going to be
like, did you,
what are we going to talk about?
You know, look at you in the eyes. Did you or did you not masturbate to this?
One of the real things, like, not even just that. Like, one,
would you get fucked by a tentacle?
Here's the thing. I'm not saying just a random episode horned of like nothingness, up. Right? Some people out there probably watch hentai and are kind of like, all right, there's some actually good ones that does have a storyline and then they end up having sex on there. Now, if there is one that's like that, I would probably rather do one of those. So, like you said, we have something to discuss on top of that.
You know what
and
I would like?
And is it too much after watching? If you watch it, be like, oh, this wasn't actually too bad. It was like kind of like a regular sex
there's
scene.
One that they said that was a hentai that was crazy with crazy fighting. I think it was called Freezing or something like that. But people were saying like Freezing is an action-oriented hentai. Okay. They get fucking active.
Imagine like you watching an episode, you're like, I'm going to check this out. I mean, it could happen.
Now,
I would have
to prep my girl. So if I'm walking, she doesn't just walk in and be like, what the fuck are you watching right now? Like,
it's for the podcast.
When I watch
we got 200 subscribers.
When I watch Cyberpunk, I watch Cyberpunk in the office, door closed. I don't think I watched one episode on a big screen at the crib.
Oh, yeah. Everything that was else? Not going on the TV.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
Chicken.
So, this week, you know, all we do every single week, we're going to be doing, this week, actually discussing Bleach episodes 1 and 2, because we didn't do it last week. And then, episode 2 of Chainsaw Man and episode 3 of Mob Psycho. But before we do that, like always, we got a nice little poll for y'all.
A nice little Halloween poll
that, Ice has pulled up. What you got for us, Ice?
We also got a bonus for y'all.
What?
Don't worry about it. Me and Rob will talk about it at the end.
Okay.
All right, cool. We had a pick your creepy wingman poll going on this week. So the scenario is you're at the club, you're at the lounge, you're at whatever your favorite spot is, and you're trying to score with a young lady or a young guy, and whether you score with this person all depends on your wingman. So here are the choices. We have Tomoroa Shigaraki from My Hero. We got Shao Tucker, our favorite, from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Siryu from...
This is such a fucked up question.
Siryu from Akame Ga Kill. We have the demons from Promised Neverland. We got Kurosichi from Bleach. And then we got Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter. Now...
Hisoka. Okay.
Whatever it is. I mean, who gives a fuck? Now, to make matters fair, I guess, the person that you're trying to score with knows about all of these people. They know what they do. They know their background. They know what they've done. So... Shao Tucker is not just an old white man or man, not man, just an old dad in the corner. They know what he did with his daughter. Okay. So, like, they know that. They know that, another you history. Know.
That reaffirms my pick so much harder, but go ahead.
I already got my pick, and it's not even close.
They know Hisoka loves boys. They know the demons be eating children. They know homie Shigaraki can turn people into rust and all of that stuff. Like, they know homegirl with the metal arm is wild and she be killing people. And they know what's his name from Bleach? Kurosichi.
Experiments on motherfuckers.
Huh?
Experiments on
Experiments on people. He's basically like Bleach's Orochimaru. So like they know what these people are capable of. And by overwhelming 54% of the votes, Hisoka won.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Honestly, no, I don't think so at all.
No, I'm just, it doesn't make sense, like, in, like, when you're thinking about it, like, logically, like, but when you think about, like, he's a sex symbol in anime.
Literally, he is.
He's a sex
Women
symbol.
Are in love with this man.
Number one, he's taking your girl. Number two, that's they fair. Know you are hanging out with somebody that lusts after powerful children. I think for me,
powerful people, but children happen to be that.
They can make the list. For me, I don't see how this is not way higher. Yeah. I think it's Suryu.
I think it is too.
She's number one. She kills people. Yes, doing her job. Yeah. Number one, she just works for the state, and she's got a dog.
Yeah. Akame got killed.
Okay,
home and dog. She's like, she's chill dog. As long as you're not like one of these rebels. Everybody else here, Hisoka is gonna be fucking weird.
Yeah,
Shigaraki's just gonna be talking about overthrowing the state the whole time. I don't know who this dude from Bleach is. Shao Tucker
basically a Orochimaru. That's okay. The best way to explain him.
Got you.
Have you seen Orochimaru? Yeah, you've seen Orochimaru.
Yeah. I have. Which is crazy that he's just hanging out with Soul Society then. Mm. Shao Tucker is Shao Tucker. No, he
doesn't,
explanation.
He doesn't
there.
Get any votes. Yeah.
And then Promised Neverland Demon. I mean, yeah.
He got one vote. He got 4%.
He got more than the Promised Neverland Demon. To me, it's Suryu in a runaway. I don't understand how it's not.
Which is why I put her there.
I get what you're saying with, you know, Hisoka possibly pulling your chick. But if you're talking about a wingman, he's going to bring the women. And honestly, I see him not even being creepy about it. I just see him kind of standing, yo, she's beautiful. Hey, my man over here thinks you're beautiful.
And then one time he was ever that chill.
He's always
he's chill with Illumi.
When he's standing at the beginning of the Hunter exam, when he's just standing there.
He's just standing there, not fucking saying anything.
But what I'm saying is, when he's with Illumi, he's pretty chill. I think that's his boyfriend.
When he was with the spiders, he was pretty chill.
Whenever he opens his mouth, some wild shit is coming out.
No, when he's with the spiders. Normally, he's just like, yo, you trying to scrap? Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty chill with Illumi. That's the only person I've seen him be cool with. Big brother. I mean, Killua's big brother.
Yeah. The only issue that you might have with Hisoka is that he going to fight in the club. If you see a motherfucker big and strong in there.
But he's also not going to lose.
He ain't going
to
lose. But just be prepared. Y'all going to be scrapping in the club. Some little no John come on. Some whatever. Like,
there will be no y'all.
if the Shun podcast get into a fight, you're not fighting with us?
No. I'm saying if Hisoka was there, why would we have to?
Oh, you're saying he's washing everybody.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have to do anything.
Got it.
We'd just be sitting there like, wow. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Just phone cast around here and there. Yeah, that's a good one though. But I that's why I would say that. I understand the other dynamics of it.
Yeah.
But just from what I've seen online, the fact that he's probably one of the biggest sex symbols.
And women notice. Women are getting him tatted on him.
They're literally saying we don't care, or it's not like that. Like you said, it's like they go like you said. They say what Brenda said. It's like it's powerful people. It ain't powerful kids. They just happen to be powerful.
But that's such a blanket trash statement at the same time. I like beautiful people. If they happen to be kids, then oh well. Like you can't. What? You can't say that.
I said I'm with you. I understand. But they don't give a shit.
They don't, man.
And they don't. And they stand on it.
They cosplay the fuck out of him. Yep. Like you said, they tat him. He's probably one of the most tatted from what I've seen from women.
Yep.
Either his cards or his face.
Yep.
So who you got?
I'm taking a girl.
I thought she. That's why I
thought she would do
there.
Way better.
I thought she I'm would surprised. Do better. And I was like, no, they're going to go with Hisoka. But I needed somebody to challenge him. And she was no challenge at all. As anybody else. I mean, the closest one after that was...
I understand Hisoka winning, though. Like I said, the sexuality aspect, that's it. Like, people were
sexualizing. Who else is a sex symbol in anime, though? Like, I know Dobby's been a sex symbol pretty much recently. Somewhat.
Gojo, Kakashi.
Gojo, for sure.
Good guys, I guess.
Bleach. Some people like... I mean, Bleach. What's his name? Ichigo.
Ichigo. Some people like Byakuya.
Kenpachi as well.
He's not a sex symbol.
I know girls who are just like Kenpachi.
I know people like Byakuya.
The Statue of Liberty looking dude with the spikes?
Yes, yeah. I've seen Byakuya be a sex symbol, especially him in the petals and stuff.
Yeah, Byakuya for sure.
I would say he would be it.
What's his name? Demon's brother from...
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha. Shishomaru.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
That he probably would have been ran away with.
I like Shishomaru. Not like that, but I'm just saying, like, Shishomaru, like, if you're like, do you like Inuyasha? No, I hate that show. Everything about it. The only thing good about that show is Shishomaru.
Literally, Roxy said she would DP with both of them.
Yeah.
Roxy said she would DP with
Roxy, I mean, Roxy about that life.
She's not messing
Roxy was just like, Roxy.
All right, so
just out of random thought that just came to my mind. Shout out to Q.
Oh, cute.
Dude.
Cute.
Shut up. Yeah.
I haven't heard from Cute in a while. She's hit me up every once in a while on just shout out to her. I forgot to hit her back,
shout
actually.
Shout out to Q.
Yeah, shout out to Q.
But yeah, she's super dope also.
Q hit on Rob on the podcast. That was one of my favorite moments in history.
Rob was just like, all right.
All right.
All right. Okay. All right. All right.
Sounds good.
Loving it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, yo, if you would have had that haircut, though, it would have been get ball.
Oh,
game.
She would have flew out.
Yeah. She would have flew him out.
Q would have flew you out? Oh, man. Have you been flewed out before, Rob?
No.
Wait, have you been flewed out before?
Yeah.
Ice? Yep.
I don't think I have. Maybe. Okay.
I have no shame. You got more money than me? Yeah, you want me there? I'm here. What's up?
I got flew out. I've had my
gas reimbursed to drive.
That a lot too. Yeah, that mainly. I wasn't even flew out once.
I did a little 8-hour trip and got money for it.
You drove 8 hours?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
It was a show there too. Like you had more things to do. Yeah,
okay.
I was in Arizona and I drove to New Mexico.
It was a checklist.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. All right, man. So thank you for that that weekly poll. Pick your creepy wingman. Let us know in the comment section, or let us know for the podcast or Twitter, whatever the case may be, what you guys think for yours.
Creepiest. And also too, starting tomorrow, the poll for this following week would be: we are the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
As always, and now, I guess. Go ahead.
No, I didn't have headphones, and he still made it obnoxious. It was impressive.
So we're gonna get into these episodes here. It's not really a recap for Rob, but just like
it's a recap.
Oh, you did a recap
because the chat was giving me a hard time.
On his ass.
Oh, it was on your ass.
They were on my ass in the chat. Yeah. Somebody was. I forget who it was, but they were just like, "Man, Rob really slipping on these recaps." And I was like, "All right." I see how it is.
You took it to heart.
I took it to heart. Okay. Listen, you guys, you're here. You're paying for the Patreon experience. Fair. I'm putting in the work. All right. You're getting your $5.
Go ahead.
Getting your $5.
Go ahead, Rob.
I like it. Rob
is like, take your fucking ass $5.
But also, like, y'all never forget, man. Fuck Rob. Please continue.
Do you guys want to start with Bleach? You want to start with Chainsaw Man? It's on you.
I say Chainsaw Man Bleach.
All right. I'll do my recap, and then we can talk about our thoughts on the episode. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll start with Chainsaw. Denji rides to Tokyo with Makima, who says, that he's in her care now. However, it is still a business relationship, as she tells him that he's her dog now, and she only ever wants to hear yes or woof. She's got no need for a dog that says no. She will take care of him unless he disappoints her, and she dresses him before they stop at a stand for some food. As they wait for the food, Denji tells Makima about Pochita and how they merged. She says that he's become a devil-human hybrid, which is quite rare, possibly even a first. And as they talk, Denji passes out from the blood loss of his battle with the zombie demon. When he wakes up, Makima feeds him the best meal of his life, and he wonders if he's falling in love. Nervously, he asks her what kind of guy she's into, and he's very happy to hear her say, the Denji type. When we reach Tokyo later, Makima tells Denji that there are thousands of devil hunters there.
Man, I'm just saying, when she said a dingy type, like, you ever have like one of those middle school erections?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. I know. He was just like, please,
middle school.
But anyway,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, shit, it's not going away until you do something about it.
Yes. Mm.
So there,
Rob,
indeed, verily. There are thousands of devil hunters there in Tokyo, but she works for a group called Public Safety. They arrive at Public Safety HQ, and she gives him a uniform, introduces him to his partner for the day, Aki, a dark-haired young man with a sword on his back who has been a devil hunter for 3 years. Denji is disappointed not to be working with Makima, but she tells him, hey, you do a good enough job, someday you might get the chance. On the street, Aki leads Denji into an alleyway and beats the shit out of him and tells him to quit. He says that the job will kill people who aren't serious about it, and Denji moves... motives to work with Makima is a fool's dream. It's not Denji's first ass beating, though, and he gets up and absolutely pummels Aki's balls with kick after kick.
See, there you go, Rob. Pummels his balls.
Pummels his balls.
You can talk about genitals.
There we go. There's a little bit more coming. Kicking, insisting that if he thinks Denji comes from a soft background, he's dead wrong. He's not one to give up so easily, especially when his life just got good. The two report back to the office after their fight, and Makima tells Aki that Denji will be joining his experimental, in quotes, unit. Aki isn't happy to hear about it, but Makima tells him, hey, if Denji is insubordinate, tries to quit, walk away, we can just kill him like he was a devil. Worst of all, though, Aki's forced to take Denji in as a roommate, and the two do not get along. Next day, Aki and Denji respond to a police report of a devil attack, and it turns out to be a fiend that has taken over the body of a corpse. Denji wonders if it's like him, but Aki says, hey, fiends don't really keep the human personality. They just completely turn into the devil that's possessing them. They find the fiend, and Aki wants Denji to show off his chainsaw powers. However, Denji feels bad for him and simply cuts off his head in the most painless way possible. This, of course, annoys Aki, who says they don't deserve pity, and reveals his family was killed by devils in front of him. Left alone in the room, Denji thinks about Makima as he steals the dead man's porn and resolves that, you know, his reason to fight these devils is just to get to touch Makima's boobs. That's it. That's what he wants. The next day, Denji is paired up with a new partner, another member of this experimental unit named Power, who is a fiend that looks like a girl with horns. Makima reveals that her goal with this unit is to build it with unconventional devil hunters that public safety would usually destroy. She tells them all, hey, do the best job possible because the bosses will look for any reason to kill you. Denji and Power go out on patrol, sticking to rooftops to hide Power's appearance. And Power is anxious for a fight, but says, you know, other devils are probably just hiding because they can sense her strength. However, it's not long before she catches the scent of blood, and she rushes off to the scene of an attack by the sea cucumber devil. And as Power leaps off the building, blood from her wrist becomes a giant hammer that she crushes the devil with one strike. She laughs maniacally as Denji looks on confused by her behavior, wondering what the hell he just got himself into. And that is where episode 2 of Chainsaw Man ends.
All right, man. Episode 2, Chainsaw Man. I know Brandon's kind of behind. You watched episode 1 and 2?
Yeah.
How do you feel about these episodes?
Well, I'll answer the question from last week, like that I thought that I didn't know about. Was this show what I expected it to be? I would say that it appallingly was so. Like the show, I can't say I'm into it. That's to be fully honest. I can't say I'm into it because it's just like it's grotesque violence. I think he also probably has like the worst, like the most tragic backstory of any anime character.
You got into that too.
Like, yeah, it's pretty bad. Like outside of like, whatever his name is, dude from, I'm not even going to it actually.
He said Ranking of Kings. He said Ranking of Kings was
Boji.
Yeah. Boji's somewhat equivalent, but like his is like, yo, like you selling a nut and an eyeball.
Kidney,
and your kidney, like just to be able to pay off your father's debt. Not even your own debt, like, and you barking like a dog and eating cigarettes for money on command and making 80,000 yen but only surviving off of 3,000 in a day.
Yeah,
fighting things like that your life is depending on. Like I'm just like, yo, I thought his little sidekick thing was pretty cool. I kind of like the origin story of like how it took him over and why it did.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much where my likes really stopped. Like I thought I think it was beautiful. I think it was really well animated, really, really well animated. Mm-hmm. But this is the first experience I've ever had in almost any form of media where I was like, it's too much gore. I watched Saw, and I'm like, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen a bunch of other things. And for this one,
I didn't feel that for the first episode.
I just did. I mean, I'm just letting you know.
So you put Goblin Slayer over this? Not in quality, but of gore level and sickness.
No. So there's a difference. Like, I'm talking about gore. Goblin Slayer was rape. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what made Goblin Slayer that
I wouldn't say that gore either.
This is the goriest show I've seen in anime.
For you to say this is gorier than Saw, I'm kind of like, you saw all Saw movies or just one?
I've seen most of them. I've seen like
and that's, a, that's that human blood.
But that's but you got to think about it like this. It's like two episodes of this show, and I'm comparing it to, you know, movies that are just about gore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yeah, it's not as much gore as Saw because Saw is a fucking movie. This is 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, this should be actually more gore, to be honest. When you have animation, you have way more room to do that, to be honest.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like,
Tokyo Ghoul had some gore, too.
Yeah, Cyberpunk had some gore.
Yeah. Cyberpunk had some gore.
Yeah, but for me, it felt like there was,
I don't know. He got headshotted.
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe I was just in the mood when I was watching it.
Maybe he was just a bitch. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
That's probably what it is.
I appreciate that, man. Like that, we get to attack each other with negative, feminine, like anti-women terms.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, like,
we're not gonna do
that. Brittany was always a part of it too. We're like, yeah, you a bitch ass, we're a hoe ass, punk ass. I said,
saying, never
like, you know, this energy is like just,
hey,
you know,
man, look, bro, I like, hey, man, now. We aren't allowed to evolve.
Hey, man,
look, man,
are we?
Go ahead. I'm just saying,
your next evolution is a bitch. You're going backwards.
Hey, man, look, you call it what you will. You know, I support the women in my life.
So that's how you feel about episode 1 and 2. What was your score for episode 1 then? Because you didn't give it to us.
The fuck did you just say?
What was your score for episode 1?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Did y'all not?
I understood what you were
saying. Yeah. You've been around me long enough to know you can interpret what I'm saying.
He just wanted to be an asshole. Like,
but I'm just saying,
he wanted to be an asshole.
I know he did.
Breathe, nigga. Like, okay, sorry. Wow. Okay, the score for Chainsaw Man, I'll say
that's why we call him a bitch. You see what I'm saying?
He can't do that, then.
I give it 6,000.
6,000?
6,000. Okay. It wasn't terrible.
What did you give it again, Rob?
I think I gave it around 6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give it around 6,000.
First episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the second episode, though? The one we
for me,
about.
I don't know how to separate them, so that was...
So 6,000 overall.
That was my. That was for
everything. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go next. I didn't mind this episode. I understand you had to introduce new characters, so I was just, all right, cool. I feel like this is a kind of a typical episode 2-3 type of episode where it's just, all right, so we got to bring in this team now. Mm-hmm. Who are going to be rocking with for the rest of the probably season or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So we brought some people in. We're showing you who they are. We're giving you the first girl, showing you how she gets down, and she got down.
Yeah.
She got down. This is what I saw in the trailer. I was just like, oh, that's who she is. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. she came out.
Power, you mean?
Yeah, power, okay. Yes. Yep. She did what she had to do. I think they kind of built it kind of well. Seeing him get some love. I think she's playing him. I think, who's the girl, the main girl?
Makima.
I think she's playing him in the sense of, like, I like you.
I can see that.
Yeah, you're the guy that I really want. She
knew what she needed to say.
Exactly. She's one of them leaders. Like, I'll say what I got to say to get you on the ball. Keep rolling. Do what you got to fucking do.
What motivates him.
Exactly. So for me, I'll give this episode, I would give it like a 6,700 for this episode.
Okay.
Rob?
I did like this week's episode more than the first one.
Yeah,
I'll say that much. Yeah. I agree with Brendan that I think the animation's really good. Mm-hmm. But I also agree with Brendan that I'm not really latching onto this main character yet. Like, I think he's funny, but I don't really. There's not a lot that motivates me to root for this dude when his goals are so shallow, and I think they're funny. Like, mm-hmm. he just wants to touch some boobs. That's what he's doing this whole thing for.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm much more compelled to, like, root for somebody like Aki, who's, like, I'm trying to get revenge for my family. Or even, like, somebody like a power that's just, like, I'm a fiend that's just looking to be the strongest devil out there. Like, that I can get behind. And, like, I wonder, too, why that's the case. Especially because something that really stuck out to me this episode is how close the show is in formula to Jujutsu Kaisen. Where you have a main character that's ingested something that's turned him into some sort of hybrid that makes the power structure that he's involved in want to kill him.
Yep.
But they invite him into this team where it is composed of a grumpy dude that doesn't want him involved and a strong, like, powerful fighter, aggressive girl type.
That's Megumi.
Yeah. And being led by somebody that's ultra powerful, being, Gojo.
Yeah.
And so it was so similar to me, in fact, that I had to Google which came first. And actually, Chainsaw Man is like predates Jujutsu Kaisen by like 3 months. So
really?
The point where they're like so close that I don't, like the manga at least, the manga release, that I don't think either could have actually influenced the other.
Yeah.
Just because
you're not making something 3 months after somebody after reading something and be like, because they're not so far into it to where you like,
But there's a lot of overlap. And I like Yuji so much more than I like this dude. And I kind of wonder why. And even with Yuji, I feel like they've just given us more, like with his grandpa and like, I don't know what it is about Yuji's personality, but it just grabbed me more than this guy has so far. This guy, I'm like, I don't really care.
You like him. Who you like more so far? Denji? Well, you already finished it, but Denji or David?
Denji. Actually,
dang. Yeah, because you know what's crazy? It's like, David had a fucked up backstory too.
Yeah, but David lost his mom.
I mean,
no insurance.
David put himself into every bad situation he was in, and I feel like at least Denji's trying to like help himself out.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that Denji's background comes back to where something is worth more. Like, it's like,
I will say the one thing that Denji did, and maybe this is kind of how I need to look at it, is like what I did like about Denji is when Aki beat the shit out of him. We're just like, all right, this is how it is. Like, people get killed in this job every day. Denji's just like, I've already fucking died. There's nothing you can do to me to talk me out of this.
Yeah.
And he gave him, and also like, I will kick you in the balls. I will go for the kill shot.
Yeah.
Cause that's who he is.
I like that. He's just trying to get the job done. It's not about being this cool choreographed fighter. It's like, I gotta kick you in the balls, kick you in the eye, hit
that
you in the eyeball,
funny.
Whatever.
That part was funny to me.
It was like, funny.
That was funny.
He's like, this is what I do. Like, we fighting? All right. To the ball.
Yeah. That's to say, like, I did like this episode more. It's a 6,500 for me this week.
6,500?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Up from a 6,000.
Yep. That, wow.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's just dope to see. Kind of like how I was with Tokyo Ghoul, you know, with me reading the Chainsaw Man manga. I was reading it on Viz, so I didn't read it book by book. Yeah. I was just reading chapter after chapter, so I didn't necessarily know how they were going to break up the episode. So, I mean, it's just dope for me to see it animated. And just to know what's to come is really exciting. And just like, all right, cool. Like, let's get this stuff out the way. Let's set the table so we can get active. So I knew that's what they were doing with Chainsaw Man. So I enjoyed it. I like Denji. I think they've given me enough. I thought the show was going to be circled around him trying to pay that debt back, but I'm really glad that it's not.
Yep.
Because I think that just gave the world more. I don't like how much of a simp Denji is, but I guess, you know, given his circumstances, it's a much better circumstance than what he was.
This is his first time getting involved with even this close to a woman before. So
exactly.
I kind of get all of it, at least as of right now. I hope they eventually grow from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm cool with Denji as a character. He's not, you know, he's not top anything. He's not bottom of the basement. He's just kind of middling there. I'll take him over David as well, even through these couple episodes, because, again, David did something about his situation too, but I think Denji has a little bit more control of it, and he's, like, pushing forward a little bit more consciously than David did.
Yeah.
Overall, I give it a 6,700.
All right. We're all in the 6,000.
Yeah, I mean, we're all in the same neighborhood-ish. Yeah.
All right.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do we want to move on to...
With Mob?
Yeah, let's just do Mob.
Mob, psych.
So, Mob, we start out with Mob's crush, Tsubomi, as she has a messy sneeze that leaves her with a snot all over her face.
That was pretty dope animation with the glitter and stuff. I like that.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
Hey, man, I understand you. I understand having snot your nose, having to deal with that lifestyle, girl.
Yeah.
I've been with you. Go ahead.
And she's worried that her, quote-unquote, friends will take a picture to ruin her reputation, so she hides her face. But lucky for her, Mob shows up with tissues for her to clean her face. She thanks him and says that, hey, I'll talk to you later, and he's just left completely on cloud nine. Later on his walk home, Mozato stops Mob and says that there's a meeting for the Psycho Helmet Cult later that weekend. They're looking for their leader, and she thinks you should go, especially since you are the founder of this cult. While he's thinking about it, Tomei comes up around the corner, reminds him that, hey, you already promised me that same day, help me find some telepaths. Mozato tells him, you know, hey, think it over, I'll call you later. And another girl, Emmy, watched the whole thing and tells Mob, hey, you know, you've grown quite popular. And he's like, I have been talking to a lot of girls recently. Mob never really considered this. And when Ritsu joins him on his way home, they walk together. He notices a lot of girls staring at them, talking about them, and it sends him over 100% on his high horse, and his face changes into a crazy butt chin look.
Yo, I loved it.
He turned into handsome Squidward.
Yes, he absolutely did. Elsewhere in the city, many cults have been gathering around the Divine Broccoli Tree. All of them are claiming to be responsible for its creation. On top of the tree, though, is Dimple, who is siphoning the power of the prayers to make himself more powerful. Mozato calls Mob that night, tells him about these cults and how he needs to take the reins of the Psycho Helmet cult and its 500,000 followers before someone else does. Mob isn't really sure, but she assures him it'll make you even more popular, even with Tsubomi, and that's enough for him to seriously consider it. After the phone call, Dimple shows up and notices Mob's new confidence, says that they should team up, take control of the cult. Mob really isn't sure about that, tells Dimple, you know, you should quit trying all these schemes, trying to make yourself powerful because you're a bad leader, and it really seems to hurt Dimple's feelings, and he flies away just silently. The next day at work, Reagan tells Mob and Sarizawa that the only jobs that have come into them are the people requesting help to remove these strange roots that have popped up so suddenly. It seems to be ruining their houses. He doesn't realize it's connected to the Divine Tree, so he sends the two of them away for the day. But on his way out, Mob tells Reagan about what's going on, and both with his popularity and the Psycho Helmet Cult and their search for a founder. Reagan invites the website, thinks it's lame at first, but then when he sees how many followers they have, he realizes it's a way to get a lot of money. So, of course, he encourages Mob, hey, take control of this cult. You got to do them. You got to tell them about your master that trained you up.
Send
that money this way. To help Mob look more charismatic for the speech, he gives him some money, tells him to go buy some new clothes. Mob heads out, runs into Taruki, who says he knows a lot about fashion, helps him find a shirt. But it looks, it's a very weird shirt with monkey faces that seems to draw the wrong kind of stares. But I guess Taruki knows what he's doing. I don't know.
What was it, 12 grand? I mean, 12,000 yen?
It was 5,000.
5,000.
It's like, I think I looked it up. It was like $30.
That's hilarious.
The next day,
$33.
There you go. next day, Mob waits to hear from Tomei, but she doesn't show, doesn't answer his phone calls. Mozato, too, leaves him hanging, so he doesn't know how to even get to the Psycho Helmet cult event. Meanwhile, Reagan is watching the event live stream, waiting for Mob to show up. But instead of Mob, we see a mysterious figure that resembles the Psycho Helmet drawing of Mob, seemingly put together out of like strange roots or strings. He says that he's the creator of the cult and has been hiding out until then, Reagan tries to call Mob, but of course his phone is dead from trying to reach the girls that suit him up. And at the event, the fake Mob says that the divine tree is his creation and that they should all continue praying to it as it will eventually bring world peace. And many of the people there reject this, but the fake Mob says that he will show them a miracle to prove it and raises another divine broccoli tree out of the ground there in the theater, shocking everyone. And from there, we end episode 3 of Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho. Okay.
Here we go.
All right, man. Can I go first? Go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. Please. Please go first. Yes, Keenan.
Absolutely. Oh, man. This show, man. This show right here.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, man. I enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, okay.
I enjoyed this episode. It was funny, man.
Yeah.
You know, the girls, the snot stuff, and, you know, Ma being on his high horse with that, him popping into that face that, you said, the hands of Squidward face.
Yes. Yeah.
Him feeling
that
himself.
That face is so fucking funny to me.
That's hilarious.
I was actually laughing out loud a few times watching this episode. Get off my ass. Get off my ass, Rob. Ice, get off my back.
Did you remember when he did that same face in season 2? That's probably why it was so funny to you, because you've never seen it before.
Oh, I mean, you know, when I glossed over season 2.
Yeah.
That's why we're on his ass. Okay.
He did it in season 2? Did he do it in season 2?
What's that?
Did he do it in season 2?
Yeah.
You're a terrible liar, Rob. but it's also, too, I feel like they are building up to Mob having to get off at some point, because this tree's about to get out of hand. This person that kind of took over the tree, he was like a fake Mob Psycho, and he did some weird shit too.
He kind of gave me that phobia of hoes. Like, I don't have it, but you know how they be like showing them pictures.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I have that. It was freaky to look at. Yeah. I don't like it. I was about to Google the term for it, because
I have that same
tryptophobia. I think it's called.
Yeah, I have the same
phobia.
Fear
of holes. And
oh,
it's just
my god! Like this. Oh, yeah. My skin is actually falling right now.
So you can't look like a honeycomb.
Yeah.
Well, honeycombs don't fuck with me, but there's like certain structures.
When they be showing it like on people's hands and shit.
I'm literally looking at a picture of that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
It's like even when we were watching like Ninja Scrolls and there was that tight dude pattern with the beehive on his back. Yeah. I was like, I don't like it.
That's what it reminded me of when I saw him. I was like,
yeah. I guess I didn't put that together with that. I don't have a phobia, but it did make my skin crawl just looking at it right now. It's like, fuck, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So yeah, I think he's gonna be a part of some stuff, and they're gonna have to get down at some point in this season, and I'm kind of looking forward to that. I actually rewatched the season 1 fight when he fought a dude in the alley.
Oh yeah, and beat his
ass. Oh, I rewatched that. I was like, all right, man, let me get
the
Mob.
Dude with the goatee.
Yeah, so let me give Mob another shot, man. Mm. Let me give him another. I'm sorry, Mob.
I'll give Home Ec another shot.
Look, I'm not back on board fully, but here, I'm halfway here, right? I got a 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Yeah, we're going to keep going. We're going to see how we're going to do, man. So
Can I just get a little background here? I didn't listen to the last episode. So what I'm gathering is that yo ass didn't watch any of season 2?
No, I didn't.
You watched like the first 3 episodes. It was just like, this is trash, and stop watching.
What?
Yeah,
I did.
And now he's watching season 3 with us?
And then he went to season 3, and he's just like, this show is bad. And we were just like...
Yo,
you were like, you didn't watch the best parts
but
of season 2.
Who is this guy with Reagan? Yeah. Why is he with Reagan? You would fucking know
like,
that.
I was like, yo, who's the car guy, man? Is he new with season 2? Like, if you would watch fucking season 2, I was just like, because he was dope. I was like, he's dope. I like him.
I have nothing for you, Keenan.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. You don't have to have nothing for me. But
somebody said they thought I said fear of hoes. Like, oh, you scaring the hoes. I gotta go.
I thought you said that too when you first said it. I was all right. You know, I will catch up on season 2. But season 3, episode 3 for me, I'll keep it around Chainsaw. I'll give it a 6,700.
Wow, that's a huge improvement over last week.
What did you give it last
week? You gave it like a 4,300.
No, did I?
You gave it in four, maybe 5,000.
Yeah.
I feel like I liked episode 2 and hated episode 1.
Okay.
Of last week, yeah, because episode 2, they kinda...
you were down on it. You definitely weren't
I was
in
down
the
on
sixes.
It for sure, yeah.
You weren't in the sixes.
Yeah,
I know. I'm pleasantly surprised.
All right, what you got for us, Rob?
I will say my score took a bit of a dip this week, if only because I was a little bit like, all right, okay, we're doing more of this. But my interest definitely it was funny. Yes. Number 2, I thought like the tease of this villain, which I'm assuming is Dimple, but we don't know. I'm sure we'll talk more about that later. Freaked me out because of that tryptophobia thing. I was like, I don't like looking at this guy. Yeah. I just like the whole thing just makes me like queasy. I think
so. You did get that watching him in that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So I think we're definitely starting to get, because I was just like, all right, this is the third week in a row. If it's a bit slower. Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny with the confidence. The high horse thing was great, and then the villain tease at the end was really cool. But yeah, I'd give this one. This one's a 65,000 or 6,500 for me. 65,000.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
6,500 for me.
All right, Ike, what you got?
I enjoyed it. I mean, I said it last week. I say it again. The GOAT is back. The GOAT is back.
You think Mob Psycho is the greatest of all time?
It's up there for sure. Yeah, I think
you definitely said it's in your top five.
Yeah, I love Mob Psycho. Okay. I think it's a great anime. I use the term GOAT loosely with this, but obviously. I with this specifically because I feel like people do not have that same sentiment for Mob, but I do think it's a good blend of everything that I really like, but. This, you know, they went heavy on the comedy and it worked. I think they can only play from a comedy aspect. They can only play this card so many times, and I think they're realizing, okay, we got our jokes off. Now it's time to get busy. And I feel like if they do another episode 4 or 5 of jokes and slice of life, then I'm gonna be like, all right, Mob, like what's going on here? And which would be kind of out of their MO as well. So I don't think they're going to do that. I think it's about to get active. They might give me one more setup episode, and then it's off to the races. So it was cool. It was cool. I think that the Handsome Mob is hilarious. Reagan just being a great character, being the loving scumbag he is.
Yeah.
To even give Mob $30, which we're going to say is enough to buy an outfit.
It's not for sure.
Yeah. And I think the callback to the other characters, like what's the homie that
Tarugi?
Yeah, Tarugi and stuff like that, and their battle even in season one was pretty cool.
It was.
His hair is looking semi-normal again.
Yeah. And I wonder what I really want to see what redhead dude is going to be because he was kind of a pump fake. Mm-hmm. But I want to see what he's
into.
Yeah,
I want to see what happened with him.
Yeah,
because he's the son of the dude, right?
Yeah.
His dad's
he was lit.
Problem.
I liked him.
He was in the end of season one, right?
Yeah, he was. He was.
Look at you. He's out of the recap that I watched. I couldn't tell. But yeah, overall, it's cool. Still setting the table. I say 6,600.
Brennan.
Mob does what Mob does. Like, the show shows up with the comedy every time. Shout out to Sir Spectacular. Hilarious thing. I did bicep curls with my new baby. Because he's watching the video of us, I guess. Yeah. I look like I've done hilarious.
That's hilarious.
That is very funny. Hilarious. Like bicep curls with a baby, that's absolutely hilarious. But back to Mob.
Yes.
Reagan is one of my favorite characters in anime, straight up.
Love
him. I think you could have described him better. The lovable, like the loving scumbag.
Yes.
Loving, lovable straight scumbag.
Straight up dirtbag,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Bro, like it's just so funny how he was like, yo, Mob, this is dumb. Wait, hold on a second. Business opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's right. You know, mm-hmm. If you're talking about business opportunities, he's on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this show was muddled for me because of what I was watching around it, to be fully honest.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
I watched these two episodes of Bleach, mm-hmm. And then I watched My Hero Academia. Mm-hmm. I watched those two, and then I watched Mob Psycho.
Gotcha.
Which are very heavy.
Yeah. Heavy and intense and incredible.
Yeah.
And then this, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is funny, but I'm also like, I'm just like, I'm not into this, like, right? Yeah. And I want to know what's happening in those other two shows.
Yeah.
So for me, like, this, so far, this season of Mob all feels like a setup, very much so. So it's hard for me to feel like I have an accurate gauge of it. I still am going to continue watching it based on the history. If this was a new anime, I wouldn't be that interested. This might be a fall-off point for me.
Interesting.
That did not happen in season two to me.
That's
the really cool thing about having multiple seasons to something, Keenan, is that now that you're already embedded in it and know the characters, they can take more risks, like making the setup to be more than one episode.
So I can't fall off season two because it started off hella slow?
Seeing season one?
It started off the same speed as this season is.
Yeah. If you was going to drop off, it should have been at the beginning of season one.
It's about 3 episodes to get started.
Right. Yeah. If you're already a whole season in, you might as well, and everybody's telling you it's good, just fucking watch it.
It's kind of like Iron-Blooded Orphans. Like, the first season was, nah.
But it
was,
and
then the second season
before
it was
like, that's a terrible analogy.
That's not a terrible analogy.
Right, so like I was saying, it's my time to talk. I shut up. All right.
Reclaiming
so
my time.
You're wild.
I want my time.
You just mad because we talking about your show.
It's a great show. You can shut up.
I agree. But that first season was rough.
Let him have it.
My rating, I'm gonna go with a 6,500. It felt very average, very par. It wasn't bad.
Fair.
Wasn't particularly good. Wasn't particularly drawing, but also wasn't off-putting. You know, I think that it was the best part of it to me was the face of the handsome face, quote unquote, and Reagan, and then like the idea that Mob is building an ego.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny. And the biggest reason I thought it was very funny is because I think most people experience that at some point in their life.
Yeah.
You know, so it was extremely relatable to me. It's like, I think I'm ugly, I'm not shit. And then one day you're like, wait a minute, you know, are they looking at me? You know? So I enjoyed that. So that's where I'm at.
All right, let's get into the last one. Bleach. You ready, Rob?
Let's go!
Yes, I am ready.
Bleach!
All Woo! Right. The Bleach recap.
You better do this justice, Rob.
I got both episodes.
Rob, look at me. Do this justice.
We'll see. I'll be honest with you. I'm about to say a whole lot of names and phrases that I don't know what the fuck they mean.
That's why I'm putting the pressure
on. I hope this is familiar to you people that know Bleach, but I don't know. I don't know. The arc starts in the legend of the imprisoned Quincy King, saying he would return after nearly 1,000 years. He regains his strength and smiles, and we can see that the Soul Society Security HQ hollows are being erased at an alarming rate all over Japan. Hollows, I know what those are. To help monitor the problem, the Soul Society has 2 new Shinigami send them through to our world. There's Ryonosuke, who's nervous for his first mission, and Shino, who wants to make sure that the job is done right. 2 split up to cover the city, and while Ryonosuke mopes on the bridge, he's attacked by 2 feral hollows. He runs and tries to contact Shino, but when he tracks her down, he finds that she's already been taken up by 3 more hollows that are waiting there for him. Ryonosuke buckles down, knowing that there's no running from this fight. The hollows take care of him in quick order. Luckily for him, before the hollows can finish him off, Ichigo, Orihime, Sato, and Ishida show up and save the day. The heroic group takes out the hollows one by one, but just as more are swarming up the building, Ichigo activates his Bankai and takes out the rest. We pick back up a few days later as Ryonosuke wakes up from his wounds and is happy to see Shino is also still alive. The main 4 talk about what this all could possibly be about. But before they can settle down into any answers, an Aran car named Eburn lands on the windowsill looking for a fight that Ichigo is more than happy to give him, kicking his ass back out onto the street. Ichigo confronts him there and tries to get more info, but Eburn only says that he's not an Aran car and reveals a Quincy medallion around his wrist that changes into a giant bow/gun that he fires at Ichigo. Elsewhere, the 11th Shinigami squad investigates a village where all the people went missing suddenly. All they're able to find is a pile of footprints where the people seem to gather, then vanish, but they are able to tell that this is not the work of a hollow. Meanwhile, at the Squad 1 head office, the head captain of the Shinigami, Yamamoto, is confronted by 7 masked individuals who decapitate his assistant and tell him that they are there to declare war. Yamamoto says he's not intimidated, so the 7 reveal that they have defeated Sasakibe.
Hold on.
Yep.
Let's not glaze over. This is one of my favorite scenes in anything.
Sure.
Period. They rolled up on this man's office and was just like, yo, I thought this was your office. I thought you'd have more security than this. And he looked at them and said, what do you mean? I'm here. I'm all the security that's needed.
Yeah.
What's good?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And then they said,
oh,
that was
hard.
Yeah,
here's your guy pinned to the wall and impaled.
Yeah, that happened next. But at the same time, I just love Yamamoto, man. Almost everything he says is badass. Straight up.
Yeah.
True. A man, a few words, but many ass whoopings.
Well, he had a few words when they showed him that Sasakibe was impaled to his fucking wall, pinned there, which that very much got his attention.
Yep.
Strangers say that in 5 days, the Soul Society will fall to the Wandenreich. Yamamoto moves to strike, but they disappear.
Yeah, they better fucking run.
Before he can lay a finger on them. In that moment, Sasakibe utters some last words before dying, and these new enemies can absorb their Bankais. Back with Ichigo fight, he dodges the Quincy Blast, and much to Eburn's delight, he activates his Bankai. Eburn produces some strange device that emits a large energy field, as he says some sort of spell in German. Starts to break down Ichigo's Bankai, but he unleashes a powerful slash that cuts through the spell and leaves his shocked opponent with half of his body burned. Ichigo moves to get in close to get more answers, but Eburn curses him and disappears. We see that he retreats to his giant square castle, the seat of the Quincy King. As he bows down, the team that delivered the message to Yamamoto returns to their leader, and their leader, Ludas, starts talking shit to Eburn, but before it escalates any further, the Quincy King removes the shit talker's arm, reminds him not to argue in his presence.
Damn.
Ludus apologizes, and the king asks for his report. Back at Ichigo's place, the gang awaits for him to return, and shortly he does. Ryonosuke gets a message from the Soul Society announcing the destruction of the first squad and Sasakibe's death, which shocks them all. Ichigo figures the best way to pass the time is to go on patrol, and shortly runs into the Aran Cardinal, who tells him that in tears that something has happened in Huecomundo. And back in the Quincy Palace, Ludus finishes his report, says he gave the Soul Society 5 days, but this displeases the king, who says that Ludus speaks of the future when he's really only concerned about the present. And with that, he explodes Ludus's head.
This dude ain't fucking around, bro.
Quincy King, bro.
At all, dog.
He then turns to Ebern and says, hey, you did a great job. Now your job is over. And then he explodes his head as well. Some of the other Quincy's worry about losing their Aran Car soldiers, but the king says getting a new one's going to be no trouble now that he controls Huecomundo, and reveals that he has captured the Aran
Mundo, by the way.
Huecomundo.
Huecomundo, actually.
Whatever.
Huecomundo, and reveals, I'm not taking any more notes on pronunciation of that word, and reveals he has captured the Aran Car leader,
Aran Car.
Okay. at the funeral for Sasakibe, goes on in the Soul Society in our world. Peshe also arrives to talk with Ichigo. He tells him how a mysterious force arrived in Huecomundo, and Haribel did all she could to hold them all back while they escaped, but she was captured along with their friend Dondochaka. Ichigo is determined.
You got that one right. That's right. Dondochaka is good.
Ichigo is determined to help them, but Ishida says he can't willingly help an Aran Car. Soon, Urahara shows up and says that he will take them all up on that and is willing to go to Huecomundo, and the group leaves.
Ooh, it's an ooh.
Without
on another episode.
Back with the Quincy's, one of them picks up Ebern's medallion that he tried to use on Ichigo and says that there's something odd about it, which gives the king pause. The main group arrives in Huecomundo.
You said it a different time every single
now.
Time.
You made me so conscious about it. Now I don't know what I'm doing. he's arrived there as the Aran Car prisoners are being escorted away by soldiers. Orihime uses her powers to scout the area but finds only death and destruction. Ichigo, ready to fight, heads off to help the prisoners, and Orihime and Sato follow after him. From there, we see the prisoners being held captive by soldiers led by a captain named Jay. He tells them that they will be put to a test, and only those that pass will survive. To drive his point home, he kills several of them as examples, and two of the Aran Car, former aides to Aizen, try to fight back, but Jay easily defeats them. He tells his men to punish them, but don't kill them, as by showing some guts, they actually pass the test. As Jay walks away, thinking Aizen couldn't have been all that great after all, his men are torn apart by attacks from the Tres Bestia, the personal guard of Haribel, and these three are able to take on most of Jay's men, but the captain himself seems to be a completely different story. In the Soul Society, Mayuri reports to Yamamoto that this attack and the disappearance of the Hollows is all connected, and that it has caused great imbalance that could destroy their world and the living world. And he's also figured out that this rebel army must be the Quincy's. In the World of the Dead, Ichigo arrives at the scene of the fight. Why the fuck I put it in there so many times? He arrives at the scene of the fight and finds Jay standing over the bodies of the three defeated Tres Bestia, and we end there, episode 2 of Bleach.
Yo, shout out to Rob, man.
Yay,
shout
man.
Out to Rob. He powered through that bitch. He struggled,
man.
But I loved it.
I mean, shout out to Bleach for being able to, you know, incorporate German, Spanish, and Japanese show. But yeah, goddamn, I am not that multiliterate. Damn. All right.
Do you want to go first with your?
Yeah, sure. I think I hinted at this a little bit last week, but to me, this is the show that's lived up the most to the hype. of what we've watched. Mm. And I would say that they came back just like, all right, Bleach is coming back. We're going to have this crazy arc. Obviously, I don't know a whole lot about Bleach. I watched the first season and I've watched this. I was told that I didn't need to watch the rest of it to understand that. I found it to be partially true. but I really enjoyed it. And for the most part, I'm just like, okay, I can nod my head along, and especially watching it back.
That's what I said. Enjoy it. You won't be able to understand a lot.
I don't know who anybody is or what's going on, or a lot of these people seem like they used to fight against Ichigo, but now they're cool, which is like
very Goku.
Yeah, it's very, that's very par for the course with anime, so like I can roll with that. But I'm really enjoying it. I think the animation looks great. Mm. I think we talked about it a little bit last week, but if they ever did like a Bleach Kai where they updated the animation and they was all like this, I would absolutely watch it. For the first episode, I'd give it a 7,000. Second episode, 7,500. This Quincy King is not here for any fucking games.
I'll go next. And I'll let all the Bleach Boys go.
The Bleach Boys.
It's actually a
the Bleach Boys podcast.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet, huh?
I haven't seen episode 2. I've seen episode 1. Okay. I've been seeing episode 2 tonight.
And episode 3 just came out too, I think.
Yeah, I watched both of them.
This morning.
Yeah, came out this morning. I have to agree with Rob at this particular point. After watching these 2 episodes, I would say right now this show is the better of the 3 shows that we've been watching from a basis of just watching and being like enjoying it from just pure enjoyment. They're getting the fuck down, and I'm loving it. And it seems like there's going to be casualties in this arc, and I'm with it. I'll be real with you. I probably won't go back.
I understood what he said. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Like, I don't think that I would probably go back and watch all the previous seasons, but I'm all into fucking finishing this whole season up and watching this. I'm in. Like, this is, they getting down. This is what it's about. I'm not saying I don't need to watch everything else to understand, but, like, I feel like I'm watching it and I'm just like, I understand enough.
You get it. I mean, it's anime. It's very straightforward in the sense that it's like.
And if I'm that I need to know something, I'll just look it up or I ask one of you guys and I figure you'll say something. But it, like, the animation's great. I agree with Rob. They got down. What's old girl name again? Not the one that's trapped, but the other one that was fighting with the three.
I don't know her name.
Trace Beasties.
Yeah.
They're not that important.
I don't know. The black one was to me.
The purple haired one?
Yeah. She came on the scene. I was like, I literally paused. I literally stopped it, Googled her. I said, who the fuck that's is funny. This?
Yeah. They
were annoying in the.
No,
in
they
the
were very
arc.
Annoying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the show?
Like, I was glad. When they got up,
when they took the L,
when
I was
Yamamoto
happy about it
took
too.
Them out. I was
Yamamoto's the one who had to pull up on them.
Yeah. Oh, because
when they fight together in a very specific
break
way,
off body
wait, we'll just leave it that. I was gonna say we don't go too far.
Well, we don't know if they're doing that in the show.
No, what I'm saying is that we don't want to give that away.
Oh,
what they do?
Yeah, because I want to see.
So,
what they
do is they have a combined attack that they did not bring out here, which they should have.
Yeah.
But it takes them a little bit of time to do it.
Monday morning
quarterback. It's also they're more there. Aren't there other versions more vulnerable?
Yeah. So when they do that, their bodies become more vulnerable. But
yes,
they pose a fucking problem. And I think that thing that they would have
Francesca,
how they would have created what they would have done there, I think would have been more problematic for that guy, that Quincy. I think that Quincy wouldn't have been able to do what he did to what they do when they actually combine.
Yeah, because I mean,
but if he could, then I'd be like, fuck.
He was nice too. He played no games.
No, he was none. Cruel as fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
So first episode, I get the first episode. Not really much above Rob said 100, but this second episode, I'll probably give it a 70. I guess I'll go 7,700 for the second episode. I really enjoyed it, and if they're going to keep getting down like this throughout this show, my score's going
to
probably
Bleach,
say...
Bro.
Yeah, similar.
This is Bleach.
Yeah.
This is Bleach. Like, this is...
The good,
this
the
is
best
Bleach.
Parts of Bleach is like this.
This is like what... This is why you watch Bleach, is because of shit. This is how the show feels. This is very much so authentic.
If this is
how
it feels consistently throughout, then I can see why people are saying like this
sans
is a
some of the filler. Yes, it's what it feels like.
This is what the show feels like throughout the whole time.
I would get the big three energy from this if I probably would have caught on, especially when it would have came out.
Can we just stay tuned for an Ice disagreement? Can we go with Ice next?
I didn't agree with your statement that you just made.
Can we stay tuned for Ice disagreement?
But I like these episodes.
Which his statement as well, then, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but we talked about it.
We've agreed to disagree.
Yeah.
We've
already talked about it.
I just love that Ice is consistent. That's what I'm just
it's
enjoying.
Not even
I've been here in a while,
but
guys.
Again, it's kind of like it's. And but the people who are Bleach lovers that I've talked to outside of you two, that I've talked to about this, they was like, yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I knew that's how you were going to feel about it. I think I don't want to spoil too much, but I think how Bleach, quote unquote, ended up until this point. I think if Blood War was attached to Bleach when it ended, I understand why people would love it, but Bleach separate from the Blood War, I was just like, it was a lot of pump fakes, and I'm being very, I guess, vague just because I don't know what you guys plan on doing as far as going back and watching it, so I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but I
appreciate it.
I think that I love Ichigo, and I love the character that he became, and I loved how they explained certain things. I'm very I love Kenpachi Byakuya, but I think that some of the people
I have one
that
question.
Yeah,
you said you love the character that Ichigo became.
Yeah,
Has he ever changed?
I thought he's very similar. Yeah.
I would say he changed. He changed a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say he changed. I think
he's been extremely consistent of a character.
I feel like
I'm talking about small sample size.
I feel like he's a little less brash than he used to be. Like he's confident.
Yeah.
But he would run off half cocked in season one. Like I will.
What are you talking about? Mm. He did the same thing. A stranger shows up. He kicks him out the window and then chases him out to fight him, and nobody even comes to help. But and then people show up from his enemy's territory and say, "Come help us!" And he's like, "Fuck it, I'm out."
He's earned that right, though.
But my point
when
being
he did
is
that's before, what I'm saying. Yeah, that's saying like he's earned the right to do that.
But his
all
behavior
the,
didn't change. Is
it
what
did,
I'm saying.
But it did, but because he was doing that.
He
was doing
that
with no merit, and then he got washed.
Now
and
he
it was
has
just,
merit.
Yes,
he does the same
when he
thing.
Was with the vices, he was with his in his feelings the entire time.
But my point being is like, where's the character development? I'm saying
when he when
Rob gave me a big thing about Goku, which I never even thought about. He blew my mind because I was just like, yeah, Goku's never been a character that develops. He's like, well, no. Goku develops the characters around him. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what he does.
And I was like, that's
what Ichigo does in assist too. But he's got when he was in his feelings, the whole back half of the Espada arc, he was just like, am I good enough? What the fuck? I've been getting washed. I thought I was that guy, but I'm not that guy. I got to get my shit together. And the visors had to get him out of that.
But
he's
consistently done that. He did that in almost every single arc.
No. Yes, up until that point,
when Byakuya shows up and stabs him in the heart, he's like, "Damn, I'm fucking the shit."
There are a few moments.
He laid down.
There's
like,
a few moments when Ichigo gets depressed. And
he gets depressed
to the length that he did with the visors. No,
but I'm saying though, he consistently does the
and
same
he became,
things over and over
he,
again.
He went into fights after that. He went into fights a lot more, not necessarily hesitant, but a lot more calculated.
Extremely consistent.
I would say so, but he still became a better MC.
Well, fighter. We've only seen two episodes. Who knows what's going to happen in the rest of it?
We were talking about the whole thing, but you know.
Yeah, I was talking about the whole thing. I think I was, long story short, I was really let down by Bleach. I think they made great characters. They made great villains. They hyped up Aizen to be this big bad, and he proved to be a big bad. But when certain things transpired, I was very let down, and I would say that. I think the final battle
out of just for Aizen.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that you can think of that can give Aizen the smoke? Period.
Madara. I feel like Madara can
give him a character. Okay,
yeah, give him some problems. I think
with his power, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so. I think I mean
Madara was that villain that took like a whole army or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, and again, yeah. I think and
it's
again,
a good
and
resume.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, Aizen's a dog. And if somebody says he can beat Madara, I'm not falling out of my seat like, oh, how the fuck did he? You can, like, I can, like, if somebody makes a compelling argument, I'd be like, I can see that. But if you ask me from what I've seen and how I think if he would have got out of here, if he would, the way he took his L, if he would have took it swinging, I probably would have liked him a lot better. But he didn't take it swinging. So I was just like,
I think it's because they made him so powerful that, like, okay, how do we
take this character out. Nah. I get what you're saying, but nah, because I think you can't make, and I'll make it short, you can't make all of this destruction for fucking 100 episodes plus, 150, like, and then go out the way that he went out. Don't do me like that. Like, don't do me like that. And then your supporting cast kind of go out like some hoes, and it's just like, Why did we do all of this? I think that was just my biggest thing. It's like, why did we set this crazy stage where I was on the edge of my seat and I was so hype about these Espadas and I was so hype about Aizen? It's basically like, it's the equivalent of if you're watching Demon Slayer and Demon 4, 3, 2, 1, all of those guys end up being trash. Akaza gets washed. Number two, homeboy with the fan gets washed. Homeboy with the six eyes gets washed. And then they get to Muzan and Tanjiro just pieces him up.
But that damn sure doesn't happen.
It doesn't fucking happen
doesn't
at all.
Really
but I'm just saying,
either,
like,
but I'm going to leave you with your opinion.
But that's like that's,
oh, we got it. Yeah,
that's how I feel about it. But these two episodes is great. I think they were great. I'm not laughing at. I'm laughing with.
That is a funny transition.
I think that they were great. I think what they're doing with the Wonder Rice, whatever. I just hope this isn't a Espada 2.0, which it doesn't feel like it. They mean business, and I think that there's going to be a problem on their hands. But I think I'm more excited for the bigger story that I think is going to come. Is like, what is Yuri going to do? What is he going to do? Is he going to go with his bloodline, or is he going to go with his homies? And I think that's the story that I'm most excited about.
I agree.
Because both of them are wreaking havoc, and it's not like, well, I'm going on this side, but we can still be friends. It's like, no, they're killing people. So, and they're getting people up out of here. So that's going to be a great storyline that I'm most excited about. So I give this a 7,000.
All right. Brennan.
I thought it was fantastic. Everything I wanted. I was at the edge of my seat for the entire thing. One of the dopest scenes in anime history to me happened in one of these episodes with Yamamoto and those guys. Like when it comes just to lines saying things back and forth to each other.
Yeah, that was
like stuff. when they piece his vice captain up on the wall and said, "Hey, he should be proud. He's depicting what's going to be happening for you guys, helplessly struggling and dying mercilessly." And I was just like, "Fuck!" You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, "I'm the security. I ain't worried about shit." And they were like, "Crazy," you know. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, "Okay." You know, pulled his sword out like, "Let's go then."
And he was ready.
I think he would have
got them up out of there.
I think he would have pieced them up.
And they knew that.
Thing is that they still Bankai's. We ain't never seen these motherfuckers Bankai. We've never needed to see Yamamoto's Bankai. He never used Bankai.
Never did.
Never. He never even got close to using Bankai.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
What I'm saying. Yeah. He's never even gotten close. Most of the fights we see with this old man...
He just says the name of his sword, and that's all
he says the name of his sword, or he doesn't even use his sword.
Or is he always in Bankai, though?
No, he's not. Because I actually looked into this. Actually, that's one time I was like, I need to know what this guy can do. His Bankai, we probably will never be able to see on the show.
You read what it does?
So there is lore. Mm. Okay, so that would make sense.
Yeah, it would have to come up now because this is the end.
If he uses his Bankai, it's going to be a problem.
He got hands, though.
If they created the lore of what his Bankai is and they don't put it on,
they never speak about his Bankai. Yeah. They never speak about it. So that's the thing. It's never spoken about. The idea of Bankai is there for all of
Think about that, too. If he has a Bankai, that means he has a Serite, Shikai, whatever the fuck.
Shikai's first, Bankai second.
I thought it was reversed.
Mm-hmm. Shikai's first, Bankai second.
So when Byakuya drops the sword,
that's
what is that?
Bankai.
Then when he makes the petals
thing? Oh, the petals thing? His Shikai is when his one single sword shatters. His Bankai is when he drops the sword. So every character
I thought that was him that had the second level.
No, there's another thing after that. It's not what's called Shikai. That's another name. I don't remember the name of it.
So then when all the swords are wrapped around him
that's the Bankai, yeah.
I thought the petals were.
So the thing is, the petals are, like, his sword
it's
shatters into petals.
This.
Yeah, I know that.
That's a Shikai.
Oh.
His Bankai is more petals. You know what I'm saying? A lot more petals. All right, but my point being is that, what I will say about Yamamoto's Bankai is that the reason he doesn't use it is because it kills everyone. He can't use it. Yeah. Like, it would kill all of his allies. So if we get to a point where, like,
didn't he tell people to move? He was like, "Hey, y'all
gotta
get the fuck out of here when I get active."
He's like, "When I'm about to start fighting, everybody has to leave because the whole place is gonna just be inferno."
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't fight, because it's just like, that's why he uses his hands, because he's like, "I gotta use my hands, because if I use my sword, everybody dies." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But all that to say is I thoroughly enjoyed this. Like I said, some of the toughest words that were backed up with action back to back in that scene. That is one of my favorite scenes I've seen in anything for quite some time. I watched it like 8 times.
That scene specifically or the episode?
That scene trash talk
was crazy. Yeah.
The trash talk level was, I don't know of another scene where I'm like, they talk better trash.
Yeah. I mean, Kurapika pulling up with a shovel was wild.
Yeah, but it wasn't, that was crazy. Mm. That's on the same level, but there was no trash talked about that.
Yeah,
Kurapika just pulled up. I love that they didn't even show him pull up with the sword. With the shovel. Mm. He just used the shovel. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But all that to say is I thoroughly enjoyed these. Bleach is back with a fucking vengeance.
Yeah.
I'm extremely excited for what's coming because, as somebody who's seen it all, as you know, you know what's about to really happen. Like, it's about to go all the way down. A lot of motherfuckers are going to die, as we know. People die in Bleach. And captains are going to die. And Ichigo, you know, is going to do his best to save the day. And sometimes he doesn't. That's what I also like about Bleach.
That's true, too.
So, you know, that's what I love about this show. It's so unpredictable. You never know what's going to actually happen, what powers or what levels of Soul Society and the things and the history that comes into it. Like, what's going to happen, I guarantee you, is that there's going to be some historic precedents for the reason why the Quincy's hate them that's further than we understand already. And something that the Quincy's are looking to accomplish that
at
the end of the day,
there's always a secret twist that's going to happen.
The Quincy's are going to reveal that is going to inherently be something that actually ends up being noble.
True.
That we're like, you know, like Killmonger kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to end up being something like that.
Well, I mean, if you remember the story, the Soul Reapers ended up wiping out the Quincy's because the Quincy's were more severe with killing the Hollows.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't send the people back. They wouldn't send them over. They would just kill them.
No, I get that. But the thing is, there's more.
I mean, I guess they eradicate them.
They eradicate them. Yeah. But I think there's more to it than that. And I think that.
There always is. Yeah.
That's what Bleach does. They're like, this is the story that they tell, like his story. You know what I'm saying? The story that we tell is that they were wiping out too many Hollows, so we just killed them. That's not the whole story. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going to happen is Bleach is going to be like, nah, literally, here's the reason why we had to wipe out the Quincy's because, not because they weren't sending the people out because of this, because when they kill all these Hollows, it takes out the balance in these worlds, it destroys everything, and they wouldn't listen to us. And the Quincy's are like, what you killed.
Kind of like how the Hollows were made, like with Urahara and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So point being is that I think that the storyline, like the depth of the story is going to be pretty big because Bleach loves to do that. They love to be like, you think you know, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. So I give it a... both episodes together, I'm gonna give 7,900. Okay. I thoroughly enjoyed this shit. I was lit watching this.
Rob, real quick, somebody has seen, I guess, the most of the big three in a sense. I guess you've seen a good
Rob.
I guess out of us, I mean, I've seen all of.
I've sampled at least all of them.
Yeah. Do you? Which one is bottom?
He's gonna say One Piece.
I guess I'd. That's tough because like I don't dislike any of them, but I would probably say I might say One Piece is on the bottom for me. But I haven't seen a lot of Bleach.
Have you seen a season at least of all three of them? Right.
I've read One Piece. Okay. I haven't seen any of the anime.
I mean, the animation's trash, so you're probably better off reading it.
Actually, yeah. My buddy who's like super into Bleach or not Bleach into One Piece, he's just like, just read it. Don't even bother with the anime at this point. But
who's number two?
All right, I'll get to what we're getting at. I'd probably put. It's tough for me to like. Honestly, One Piece and Bleach are very close, and it's kind of a tie. If only because I don't feel like I have a good grasp on either of them. But I would definitely put Naruto on top.
Goddamn right.
Of those three.
Disagree.
I feel like, 1, 2, 3. You know, Naruto, Bleach, One Piece.
But
for
it's a little unfair, if only because like I've got where Naruto is deeper for me because I'm more invested in these characters at this point.
Naruto, because I've seen 80 episodes now.
Naruto's a much better anime than Bleach. If you watch the first 80 episodes of Bleach, you probably feel as invested.
Like One Piece is like got some cool stuff, but there's also some stuff in there. I'm like, this is a little silly for me, and that's coming from somebody that really likes Mob.
Yeah, I think that. Naruto is a much better anime than Bleach. I don't even think it's close.
Yeah, I gotta put One Piece on the bottom, and not even
and
because
Bleach
I don't
is good.
Like it, but
I just can't stand Naruto's character. He's just something about him. It's annoying.
Super silly, too much.
It's just annoying, in a way that Ichigo never annoys me. If that makes sense.
He's a little bit about
Ichigo couldn't hold Naruto's nutsack.
And maybe it's the person who's dubbing his voice because it's
no the woman, the lady.
Oh, is it lady?
Who does the dub or who does the voice for the sub?
The dub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lady.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of the protagonists are dubbed by an old white lady.
I probably only watched it in sub, actually.
She's like, hey, guys, I'm Naruto.
I thought you were talking about Ichigo. My bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I was like, shit, that's crazy. All right, let's get to the questions, man, so we can get up out of here. All right, first question from Rob. Would you want to be the leader of a religious cult? This is from Mob Psycho. If you were watching the Mob Psycho episodes, would you want to be the leader of a religious cult? What would your main thing that the group will worship or believe? Rob.
I wouldn't, because that's a lot of pressure. But if I were going to worship something, I had to think about this. I wish I could come up with a more creative answer, even though I'm the one that came up with the question, but I kind of want to see what you guys come up with. I'm going to steal the old George Carlin routine. Worship the sun. That shit is there. You can see that shit. It's got actual impact on the things that we do. It helps things grow. It helps us feel better. Shit. When it's gone, things are bad. It produces results. It's really there. And you can try to be like, you know, something around the weather. They just like, you know, pray for more sun, man. And sun comes out, gives us good bounty, gives us plants that we can grow, gives us things that we can do. You know, I'm basing it around the sun. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, I don't have the ego to as funny as it is, I couldn't be a religious cult leader. I wouldn't even want to. If they put me up there, I would probably disappear.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But if we were to worship something, to that, I would say Earth. I would say, you know,
the flip side.
This is giving us everything that we need: our food, our water, our place to live, everything, our shelter. You know what I'm saying? We could touch it. We know it's there. I think when you, and I kind of have this belief in a sense where it's like when you, I feel like when you do disrespect the earth in a sense, it kind of goes, all right, you think I'm fucking with you? All right, keep fucking with me.
Think mm-hmm. I'm feeling you?
Yeah. You think I was feeling you? If earth said that, you think I was feeling you? That's hilarious.
So, all you do is eat my, all yeah. you do is eat yeah. my munch. You know, yeah. All you do is munch on me.
That's yeah. hilarious.
But it's like, yeah, get, you eat from earth, but also give back to the earth, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's, I think that would be, you know, to me, that actually would make the most sense that we can, something that we can see, feel, touch, breathe, all that type of stuff like that. So that's what I would, if anything, I would say worship planet Earth, man. What about you, Ice?
Oh, nah, man. I wouldn't, contrary to popular belief. I would not. I don't think that, you know, I've been a leader for shit damn near a decade now. I have a child for the past 13 years. So, I mean, I've led humans, you know, on a daily basis. I'm in charge of at least one human. So it's like, that is enough for me, especially being a dad and always, you know, being at the beck and call of my child. I think that that's more to me. I damn near don't even, I don't think I don't even want a second kid to have multiple adults hanging off of what I say and do. That's especially if they do something. Because there's extremists in every group. Every religious group has an Absolutely. Extremist. So if yeah. there's like an ice-worshipping extremist and they go do some crazy shit in the name of me, nah. Nah. Like, I wouldn't be able to. That would really rely on my, you know, weigh heavy on me, especially if I have to see whatever victim's family, if they killed somebody in the name of me. Like, they go kill fucking, I don't know, the creator of One Piece because I say fuck One Piece. It's like, hey, yo, I just said fuck One Piece. That's it. That would tear me to pieces. So no, the main thing that my group would worship if I had a group, kind of piggybacking, I guess, to get more specific with what Keenan said, is probably we just worship our bodies. Like, you got to take care of yourself. Got to take care of yourself. So worship yourself, a lot of inner and outer stuff, get therapy, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Brennan.
Being a student of leadership, I would say
this fucking guy.
I would say that I have no interest in leading a cult or anything like that, because for me it feels like a falsehood of leadership. I'm truly a student of leadership.
Yeah.
And for you to be able to say that there's this higher power, like, I mean, in all honesty, like, this is a very controversial statement I'll make, but it's part of my life and it's something that is part of my journey, is that I've always had a really hard time with the word faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just very simple. You do it because we said to do it, or because this thousands of year old
belief
book
without
tell
evidence
you, with zero evidence or anything like that.
Facts.
You need to do it. And so preying off of people's, you know, insecurities or their ability to be led, or their how easily influenced they are, and using words like faith and things like that to be able to get them to do things that you want for your own selfish gains, is how I look at that particular type of situation. And I feel like that is the second cheapest form of leadership. It's like only followed closely by fear. And so I'm good on that. But if it was, I really actually enjoyed all your answers. I think you guys all had really solid answers. So I'm going to make a less serious answer.
Do it.
I'm going to say whales, man. y'all know I love whales.
We worship ball heads.
Well, I mean, the thing is, and the reason I'll give a very quick reason of why, is that, you know, whales, specifically talking about orca. Let's just talk about orca, right? Their language is so complex that we just now found out how to say their names to each other. We know they have names. They have different dialects in different areas. If they wanted to, orcas could overfish almost any type of fish or thing in the ocean that they wanted to.
When you say overfish, what do you mean?
They could eat everything. There's nothing that fucks with orcas in the, like, they literally eat great white sharks. They surgically take the liver out of great white sharks and eat them. Like, they flip them upside down, put them into the paralysis thing, and they eat their livers out of them and let them die on the bottom of the ocean.
And that's all they want is the livers?
That's all they want.
Hey,
tastiest part.
They're menaces.
It's extremely nutritious. Great white's liver is huge, number one, because that's what helps them stabilize where they are in the water. And also, it's the most nutrient-dense thing that they have, and the rest of their shit is kind of nutrient-poor. So, like, you know, like, that's why they eat them like that. But point being is that they are the apex predators of the ocean. They have in their brain, the parts of their brain.
National Brenographic.
Yeah. The parts of their brain that are dedicated to empathy and communication. is like, I think, 7 or 8 times bigger than ours. And we still haven't figured out the Rosetta Stone of their language, because we used to think they were just singing or making sounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now we realize that these are dialects and languages that they're passing down, such complex hunting techniques that what else are they passing down?
Yeah.
And so for me, that's, it's like, if you really
crazy and dope,
and they've been around for eons, like they've been around longer than we have.
You saying they putting together a master plan to take over the world?
Not at all. If they wanted to take over things, it would have been and happened. The thing is, they're more interested in cohabitation than they are just taking things over. Is my entire point, which means I think we can learn a lot from them. And they're also female-led cultures. The women run everything. They're ones that teach everybody everything. The men, the males are bigger, but the males understand. It's like, I use my biggerness in the way that you teach me to, because I'm here for the team. Like, they're the ultimate team players when it comes to themselves, their pods, as well as the environment and the habitats they live in. So for me, I'm like, we want to learn about equality. If we want to learn about balance, if we want to learn about how to treat one another, treat the planet, treat the universe, treat ourselves, we can learn it from whales.
I mean, surface level, that sounded like a silly answer, but then you got deep into it, and that was pretty fucking good answer. That's, I like that answer. I didn't know they had a language and stuff like that. I didn't know.
Languages.
Cultures. So kind of how dialects. I think this is culture, but I don't want to say it because I don't know, but somehow some cultures worship cows.
I don't know much about that. I've heard of it, but I think it's more like, to answer your question, it's like, you can't take a killer whale from the Arctic, the Northern Arctic, and put it into, like, you know, off of Monterey and be like, go be friends. Like, it wouldn't work, because it's just like taking a human from China back before there was internet, you know what I'm saying, and put them in the United States and like make friends with everyone. I can't speak to them. You know, I don't know what to say. It's like, it might not be war, it might not kill each other, but it's like, I'm a loner.
It's
now.
It's a struggle. Yeah.
It's going to take a very long time for me to learn any parts of this language.
All right. Next question. Is people making a religion out of a divine tree? Is it too outlandish, or could you see yourself?
Worships orcas now. I'm sorry.
Could you see us doing it? Ice.
That's not the question again. I'm sorry. I was laughing at Ronald. What'd you say?
No, I said, is people making a religion out of a divine tree too outlandish, or could you see us doing it?
Got it.
It's not outlandish at all. I think it's funny, but I think I'm sure there's already probably. I mean, there's people that worship a fucking spaghetti monster. So I think, you know, with that being said, a tree is a lot, not for lack of better words, and not trying to make a pun, but a tree is a lot more grounded than a fucking spaghetti monster. So I think, without question, it's not outlandish. And could I see us doing that? Of course.
Rob.
Yeah, especially if it just like sprouted up out of the ground and like was the biggest fucking piece of broccoli we'd ever seen on planet Earth, people would definitely worship that shit.
Yeah.
Short answer, yes. 100%, 1000%.
Brennan.
I agree.
Yeah, same. I agree too. Especially, like you said, it has some type of thing to it, whether it's like a tree that has like a new type of apple or some type of fruit that we never had before, and it gives us like some type of different nutrition value. I can see people doing that shit and just being like, this is what God really meant. Yeah, I don't know. Something
a like grapple that. Tree?
Yeah. So next question. Who do you think would be a better God, Dimple or Light Yagami?
Oh, fuck.
Yo, so I don't even have an answer for this.
What do you mean better?
Like, who would you rather be God of Earth, Dimple or Light? For you, who do you think would be a better God of Earth?
Okay.
I think, this is a fucking hard answer. I think from what we've seen, Light would be, because at least, even though he's very manipulative and controlling and a psychopath, I think he's trying to do it for the better of himself, of course, egotistically, but like, he's going to want things a certain, he's not going to want people killing each other, he's going to want at least some type of goodness in a sense, but he just wants to be in control of all that type of shit. I think Dimple would be, I'll let somebody else go into it, they have an answer for Dimple. Ice.
Yeah, I think Dimple would be better, just I think because initially when he was first presented to us, even in his most quote-unquote diabolical, he wasn't diabolical. Like, he wasn't, like, killing people. He was just getting a lot of people to rock with him and listen to him. But he never sent nobody to murder anybody. He doesn't, from my understanding, from what I can remember, he doesn't have any bodies, in a sense. He hasn't killed anybody or anything like that. So I think Light got some bodies. Light got some bodies.
He's got a book full of bodies.
He got a
some
book
needed
bars.
To go. Some
bars.
Needed to go, though,
a
man.
Book, he has a book full of bodies. It's true. And
binders of bodies.
Yeah. Like he's out here. So I think he's crazy with the pen, to say the least. So I think, and he's more rooted in hatred than Dimple is. So I would want somebody that's, you know, if we're going to worship, I'll take the lesser two evils and go with Dimple.
Brennan.
I'm going to take Dimple. Not because of the lesser two evils, because I think Dimple's selfish desires reflect a lot of what we all want. And I think because of that, like, Light's going to be overthinking it and just be like, I'm here to punish people and all that stuff. Dimple's like, I'm here to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm here that we all are happy. You know, like, Dimple isn't like a evil dictator of like, fuck everybody. Dimple is just like, nah, man, like, I want all this shit for me. But after Dimple gets completely satisfied, I think Dimple's actually rather fair. And it's just gonna be like, eh, that's not right. Come on, man. You know, like, Dimple isn't, like, outside of getting what Dimple wants for Dimple, when, if Dimple is a god at that point, Dimple already has everything Dimple wants.
Yeah.
And so what we've seen of Dimple after that is Dimple's pretty stand-up little ghost thingy. And that's why Mob hasn't exercised him. It's because he's actually not bad at heart. He's just a self. He's just is, like, ambitious.
Mm-hmm. Right, and on top of that, too, I think Rosen said Light only has bad guy bodies. No, he doesn't. He got that girl up out of here. That investigator, she didn't deserve that. She didn't deserve that.
I mean, L didn't deserve to die.
Yeah, it hurt him too. I think, yeah, he got some good people out of here. Get out of here with that. Yeah, no, Light is a...
Stopping God's plan isn't bad. I mean, if you put it that way, I mean, that's a fucking good point, to be honest.
No, yeah, Light's a bad guy.
Rob?
I would go with Dimple. For a lot of the reasons Brennan and I said, if only just because, like, I think he would keep things a lot like they are now. He just put himself at the top versus Light wants to completely rewrite how things work and not in a way that I think is actually good for anybody other than Light. Whereas Dimple, I think, and he's also not as smart. And I think there would be ways to, like, carve out your own piece of the world still with Dimple still around, where, like, Light, man, you have to watch him. You mind your P's and Q's, because you could wind up in that book.
Yeah,
real quick.
Very, very, very true.
Because, you know, who is to say who is bad?
Exactly. Dimple, he's just, you know, say your prayers, go do whatever you want.
Changing my name. That's all I'm doing with Ice. Oh, bro. with Light. Light, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think the head captain from Bleach could have given the Quincy's the business, Brennan?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Like, yo, they took out his squad in 183 seconds. I think he could have taken out his squad in 15 seconds. Mm. Like, all he has to say is the name of his sword when these motherfuckers are close to him, and it's over. That's the reason. The thing is, if they really wanted a fucking war, if they really were about that business, they wouldn't have killed his vice captain. They would have killed him, and they knew they couldn't.
They knew they couldn't.
Yeah.
You don't just run up on somebody with your whole squad, like, and declare war with words. Like, they were like, no, we're going to get you mad. We're going to kill everybody around you, but they knew better.
Yeah. Do you think his, this is kind of a side question real quick, his apprentices, white-haired captain.
Vice captain?
No, white-haired captain and with the one that take the Saros, and then homie with the ladies man with the gi.
Yeah.
The two
guys with two swords.
Do you think they could have beat him when they pulled up on him in the beginning?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing is, first of all, you haven't seen their Bankais either.
I have.
Whose? The white-haired dude?
Yeah, both of them.
He never did his Bankai.
He did.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Then why did they get washed like that then?
They didn't use their Bankai. And there's a reason why they didn't.
He did use his Bankai.
No, they didn't.
The dude with the pink, we'll talk about
it. No, he didn't.
Okay, but
how much you want to bet? I bet you whatever you want.
It's not his Bankai.
That's not his Bankai. It's his Shikai.
They have to say
Bankai. The what?
They have to say Bankai.
They have to say the word Bankai. He never said it.
Why did they get washed out like that?
I'm just saying, I bet you whatever you want, they didn't use it.
No, I'm not going. I mean, if that's...
No, they didn't use it.
All right, you guys are nerding out over Bleach a lot.
But you think they could?
I do.
Okay. All right.
I think those guys are pretty hard to beat when they really are on it. What's up?
No.
Yeah, I don't think they. What you think?
He's acting like me now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Yeah. This is the first time I've seen this dude in my life. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, because Britta just told me if he activated his Bankai, he could vaporize planet Earth. So, yes, I do think he could have. Sure. Yeah. Sounds like it.
Same thing. Short answer. Yeah, that's all I got. Short answer. Ice.
He would have got them up out of here. I don't.
All right, I'm gonna butcher his name. Do you think it says Ishida?
Ishida.
Iryu. Ishida. Do you think Ishida will eventually fight on the side of the Quincy's or the Soul Reapers, Rob?
I think that, like Ice was saying, this is gonna be the most interesting question going forward, and I think a lot of the drama of the season will kind of depend on that. And we even saw that earlier in episode 2 when he's just like, hey, you know, Ichigo's just like, I knew you wouldn't come, but like I had to invite you. And he's just like, yeah, because I can't as a Quincy help the Arrancars. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Arrancars.
But I think there will come, I think there's something will come push to shove, and he will side eventually with the Soul Reapers. I think
or you it says like what you guys are doing is going too far, even though he's pledged himself to you know, the Quincy's and upholding his master's name. Clearly he's already like given up that bit of revenge to be even working with Ichigo a bit. So I think when push comes to shove, he'll side with the Soul Reapers. That's my two cents.
Ice.
What
do you think?
I already said it.
You think he'll go with the Soul Reapers?
No, you didn't ask the question.
You didn't ask this question.
No, he's not going with the Soul Reapers. I think with not to spoil too much, but with his dad pulling up and he has another bond outside of his grandpa or his mentor, whoever that guy old guy was, outside of him, he has a second bloodline or a person that he's connected with his dad, getting back in with his dad. I don't think he's going to go. I think he's going, and I would hope so for writing purposes.
Yeah, but
that
he doesn't respect his dad.
But his dad also brought him his powers back, and that holds something. So I think with that being said, he's going to go with the Quincy's, and it's going to force Ichigo to make a decision to get his homie up out of here or not.
Brennan,
I think he's going to do both. I think he's gonna start off on the fence. Then he's going to be convinced by logic of culture and heritage and grandfather, where he has to go be with them. Something's going to happen where he's going to discover the not righteous part of what it is that they're doing, and also rekindle his relationship with Ichigo, because Ichigo is going to do something selfless that's probably self-sacrificing to stop Ishida from being beaten by one of the captains or some shit like that. And then he's going to realize what's going on and end up saving Ichigo from something that the Quincy's are doing, and he'll end up being on this guy's side. Most likely dying in the process. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
I think they're both going to fight, at least.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to fight Ishida. I'll tell you that. That's the motherfucker.
What?
I wouldn't want to fight
Ishida. Especially at the levels
he always
now.
Punches above his fucking weight class.
Man, that dude's
he always
garbage.
Has a plan.
That,
he
you,
always
Uri
has a plan.
Was garbage.
I wouldn't want to fight him.
Chad's garbage.
Yeah, Chad
Ohime
is garbage.
Uri is garbage.
Ohime is not garbage. You want her on the team. You
I want her on the team,
but
fighting
the benefit
wise.
Uriu has is he's known Ichigo for so long that
he's already got a plan. He already got a plan for him. He's
knows
like, I placed these spirit particles on you years ago.
That would be the only way. If his head's up, he's getting wild.
That's just how he does it.
I mean, but who did Uriu get out of here?
Next question.
Who did Uriu beat?
When he did the little fucking thing.
He beat a few of the
He beat a bunch of the Iran cars by himself.
Who?
I don't fucking remember anybody's names. I watched it 10 years ago.
We gotta keep going, man. We already hour and a half in. I actually agree with Brennan, to be honest with you. I think he's going to start off on one side and then go to the other side, and then
that makes sense.
That's how I looked at it. How much does showing blood elevates anime, if at all? Ice.
I think it does a lot. I think one of the main things that we talk about in anime is stakes, and I feel like blood puts stakes there. I know there's a couple animes that just have a shit ton of blood, and that really equates to nothing because those people still end up being alive.
Yeah.
But most of the time, when they do blood in anime, it's the real deal. I think one of the biggest gripes about Dragon Ball Z when it got updated in America was that they didn't have the blood. Mm-hmm. And I think when they went to Super, they didn't have the blood, so people were really upset about that too. So I think it brings a more realistic level to anime. So I think definitely blood makes a difference.
Brennan.
Yeah, I agree.
Rob?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you want a bit, you don't want too much, because, once you're just over the top, it's crazy and it doesn't mean anything. But, like, if there is a show where there's not a lot of blood and all of a sudden blood shows up, you know shit is real.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way with you. I literally had that point with Dragon Ball. It was just like, I remember people getting eaten, where you got scraped up in Dragon Ball, you saw the blood.
Yeah.
I remember, I think Super Saiyan 2 Gohan had the blood on his head when he was turning Super Saiyan 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was just like, I feel like when they took it out, it's like it took the stakes away, took the not necessarily the fun out of the show, but it's like, all right, it's not as classic as it was
in Super getting impaled by Zamasu, and it was just
nothing. Like, I mean, not just Trunks, Vegeta got impaled through the chest.
True with his hand. Yeah,
it's just like you gave us nothing there. That would have been dope to kind of see.
Yeah.
Next question: any predictions of if someone's going to die in this arc of Bleach? I think your boy, the Quincy. I think he's going to get up out of here. I think, and what Brennan kind of stated, him fighting, trying to fight on both sides, and be like, you betrayed us, bruh. We getting you the fuck gone. Dunzo.
Yeah.
Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, sure. I'm just gonna pull a name. I mean, maybe Urahara. I mean, if we're trying to pull somebody big that could go. And I mean, and that's again just pulling from what little I've seen. He's a big character. He's powerful. If they got him, it would mean a lot. It would certainly set the stakes for the Soul Society, I think, if he did that, and certainly for the main four, because I know he's kind of like semi on the outs with Soul Society. I don't really get it, but if that's my wild pick. Urahara is on Death Watch, as far as I'm concerned.
Brandon,
I already said mine.
Okay, nice.
I think Ichigo supporting cast. I think if they
the whole
really
supporting
want
cast?
All three of them getting up out of
here. I almost said Chad.
Yeah,
but
think
I was
Chad,
like,
Chad, Orihime, at least Orihime. One of them,
she's
if not,
not
all
anywhere.
Of them. Huh?
I don't think they're taking out Orihime.
I think that's going to be his what kind of makes Ichigo click out.
Interesting. So if he has to beat this guy that he can't beat, then he goes there.
He's still alive.
He won the fight.
No.
All right, last question. This is going to be the last question. It's a fun question because we actually have a few more, but it's like we're running low on time. Last question. All Denji ever had to eat in his life was slices of bread. If you could take Denji out to eat for one meal to blow his mind, what food would you take him to eat? Rob.
I'm taking him to Fat Burger.
Ooh.
I'm taking Denji to just like, hey, man,
yes!
You can just like.
I love Fat Burger.
Whatever you want, man. Just pile it on. This is going to be the most decadent meal you've ever had. This is going to be super rich. I think it blows his mind. I don't think he recovers from that. I don't know if he can have another burger after that.
All right.
That was an amazing answer.
Nice.
I think I would take him to my mom's house.
Home cooking.
Wholesome answer. I appreciate that.
Cooked meal. My mom's gumbo. Anything that my mom make, but more specifically her gumbo, because with gumbo you get everything. You get a soup, you get meat, you get especially seafood, sausage, all of that stuff in there. He would be going crazy, crackers, all of that. Like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What you got, Brennan?
I would take him to Barcelona and get him some tapas.
Those tiny plates.
Bro, like it's just like, all right, here's, you know, 12 different types of food that you can have all at once. Take them all. Of them. Try all these different things. It'd be just a huge variety.
You get full?
Yeah. Okay. You get as much as you want. So, I mean, you know.
Almost sounds like, you know, like sushi on the conveyor belt or whatever. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like that. I mean, there's some places you go into and it's just like they have like a whole buffet.
Yeah.
And you just grab them and at the end they just count your toothpicks that are all in each one of them. And then you just pay per toothpick.
Gotcha.
Man.
Out there like Scott
Hall. Eat the toothpick too.
I struggle between two. I struggle between two, to be honest. I struggle between soul food and tacos.
Sky's taco.
Yeah, I would take him to a taco place and just let him get every single meat that he wants. Every single one, get a quesadilla on top of that too. But everything from the pork down to the chicken, the carne asada to the tongue to all types of shit. He gets every single taco, multiple tacos, however you want it done. I think he would flip out and he would be like, yo, I'm moving to LA or North Hollywood because there's a lot of taco trucks in North Hollywood. And he'll have a good ass fucking time. So
RC3, just real quick, said they're taking Denji to Magic City. You are never getting him out of
there. I mean, he gonna crazy over the wings.
In the
first.
Wings, bro.
Yeah, in the wings. And he gonna be like, yo, wings and boobs.
And booty sweat?
Whoever serves him those wings is his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are the greatest ever. So, you guys have any, anybody want to, I guess, you got somebody want to shout out?
Rob was not ready for that.
I threw on the plate. But I can go to Brennan, give your handles and stuff like that.
Oh, hey guys.
He's back.
Brennan here, at Brennan Produces on the gram. That's where I'm at.
All right. Ice.
Ice.McGowan on everything. Go to my YouTube. We're dropping a bunch of new content this week and next week. And then I have a new show that I'm starting in a couple weeks, too. So please be on the watch out for that.
All right. Stickman Studios over there. No C, just a K for Killer Cam over there. Who you got for us, Rob?
Yeah, check out Blayblay 158 on Instagram. They're a pretty cool artist. They got a definitely anime influenced style. See some fan art here from Cyberpunk Edgerunners, Arcane, maybe even some Overwatch if that might be made down there in that corner if I'm looking at the feed right. But they got a really cool style. Check them out. It's BLEBLE_158 on Instagram.
I'm Keenan Baker on every single thing. If you're in Houston this weekend, I'll be in Houston with Tony Baker. Ace Town, what up, man? I want to see y'all there, man. I want to see y'all there. I heard the food is good out there, so I'm down to get down.
Oh, I got some spots for you.
You
got
to go to Lotus.
I heard Breakfast Club is good. I heard
Breakfast Club is good, but not the best breakfast.
I haven't.
Lucille's.
Lucille's.
You need to go to
Lucille's.
Right?
I didn't even go there,
yeah,
but
yeah. I'm just telling you right now, Lucille's.
You can go to.
Okay.
You say you do eat seafood, or you?
I do eat seafood. I do. Yeah, I'm back on chicken and seafood.
You gotta go to Lotus.
So yeah, Houston, if you're in there, Thursday, Friday, and I think the Saturday show's already sold out for Tony because that's what he does. He sells them bitches out. And before we get out of here, we got something pretty good for Ice, man. His gift finally came in. This motherfucker, man.
Oh God! Probably would have got here on time if you remembered.
I mean, if you would have remembered,
it definitely would not have got here on time. It would not have.
Yeah, that would have been
hilarious. So funny.
If you would have did that, that's hilarious.
There you go, man. Go, you can open it up straight from the package, dog.
Straight from the package. This is from
Hakai Culture. I mean, what's it called?
And just open it.
Hakai Culture.
Yes, sir.
Straight. Off the factory floor. There you go.
Are these
underwear?
Underwear. Yeah.
Shorts?
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Short shorts. The Nessu short shorts.
Hey yo, this is hard.
We're getting into fall time, but yeah, I know
that. Hey, they're getting these legs. Fuck that. That's what we're doing.
He's still wearing shorts when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
He's throwing a big-ass jacket with shorts on. He don't give
right.
a shit.
That's right. And Bonfire Stories coming up, and we indoors. They're going to see these fucking Zanesu legs for sure. Mm. What we got here?
T-shirt?
Oh,
there you go.
Hard.
Matching, yeah.
Yeah.
See, okay. All right.
There's
y'all
your
was
guy.
Better late than never.
You can wear it with the shorts, dog.
Yeah, okay. Better late than never. I appreciate this, guys, man.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Happy
you guys.
Birthday,
thank
birthday,
you so
man.
Much, guys. All right.
Got
shout
a
out.
Full on goddamn set,
you
man.
You about to see. You about to get these Zanesu legs for show. This is hard. This is on brand as well. I appreciate this.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation. Squad is out. Peace.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.